ever wish you could like hit fast forward on college? Not the actual learning part, obviously,
Oh.
but maybe like blast through a couple semesters,
Yeah.
save a ton of money on tuition.
Absolutely.
I bet you've heard those rumors about getting credit for stuff you already know.
Yeah.
It's called prior learning assessment or PLA.
Right.
And today we're going to deep dive into what all the research says about it.
Awesome.
Get ready. Some of the stuff is pretty mind-blowing.
So what's really fascinating about PLA
Okay.
is that it's kind of like this hidden shortcut in higher ed.
Huh.
It lets you tap into all that knowledge and skills you've picked up outside the classroom
Yeah.
through work-life experiences, even military training,
Okay.
and you can potentially turn that stuff into college credit.
So we're not just talking about like acing a test on something you learned ages ago.
Nope.
This is about recognizing real-world learning, you
That's
know, the
actually
stuff that happens every day.
right.
We did a huge deep dive into a mountain of research on PLA. And honestly, I was blown away about how big of an impact it can have on whether students succeed.
One of the coolest things is how much it can boost graduation rates.
Yeah.
In some cases, PLA students are graduating at like twice the rate of students who don't use it.
Double the graduation rate. Okay, now I'm really interested.
Yeah.
So, how does this PLA magic actually work? Is there like a secret handshake or something?
No, not quite that simple.
Okay.
But it's more accessible than you'd think.
Okay.
There are a few different ways to do it, each one kind of tailored to different types of learning.
Gotcha.
One common one is portfolio assessment,
Okay.
where you basically build a case to show what you know by putting together evidence of your learning journey.
So it's like you're putting together like a highlight reel of
Yes.
all your skills and experience.
Exactly.
What would that look like in real life?
Okay, so let's say you've been working in project management for a few years. Your portfolio could have examples of projects you've run successfully, documentation to show you've mastered those project management methods,
Nice.
maybe even recommendation letters from your bosses,
Okay.
people who can really back up your skills.
So you're not just saying, hey, trust me, I know this stuff.
Right.
You're showing them the proof.
Exactly.
I like it.
Yeah.
Are there other ways to show what you've learned besides portfolios?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Standardized tests or challenge exams are another big one.
Okay.
Those are more focused assessments
Right.
designed to figure out how much you know about a specific subject.
Gotcha.
Like, say you're fluent in another language but never took any classes. You could prove your skills with an exam
Okay.
and get college credit for it.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
So we've got portfolios for showing that broader experience and exams for proving that subject-specific knowledge,
Right.
which one works best.
That's a good question.
Is there a clear winner?
Well, both approaches have their advantages, but research suggests that portfolios and exams tend to have better outcomes for students.
Huh.
But ultimately, the best way to do it really comes down to what you've learned
Right.
and how you can best show it off.
It's all about finding that perfect match for your unique learning journey.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've established there are a bunch of different PLA pathways, each one with its own strengths.
Right.
But let's talk real-world benefits.
Sure.
What does the research tell us about how PLA can actually change students' lives?
Well, the research paints a pretty amazing picture.
Okay.
One study by Klein Collins and Hudson in 2018
Okay.
found that PLA students graduated at an average rate of 56% over 7 years, compared to just 21% for students who didn't use PLA.
Wow.
That's more than double the graduation rate.
That's a huge difference.
Yeah, it's pretty significant.
Those numbers are pretty convincing on their own. I
Right.
mean, a higher graduation rate is a pretty good argument for checking out PLA.
Definitely.
But is there more to the story?
There is. We actually found research suggesting that PLA doesn't just help students graduate.
Huh.
It can actually get them their degree faster,
Oh,
potentially saving them a lot of time and money.
wow. Okay.
Imagine finishing your degree a year or even 2 years early.
Now you're speaking my language. Who wouldn't want to save time and money on their education?
Exactly.
And speaking of money, I'm guessing PLA could have a pretty big impact on tuition costs too.
You got it.
Yeah.
By taking fewer courses thanks to PLA,
Right.
you could potentially save thousands of dollars on your total tuition bill.
This is starting to sound like a pretty sweet deal. But are there any downsides? Does the research tell us about any potential concerns or limitations with PLA?
That's a great point.
Yeah.
It's always important to look at the pros and cons of anything in education.
True.
And while most of the research is super positive about PLA, there are a few things to remember.
Okay, let's unpack those potential concerns a bit.
Sure.
What are some things our listeners should keep in mind?
One thing is that not all PLA programs are the same.
Ah, okay.
The quality and how easy it is to access PLA can be totally different from one school to another.
Right.
And the level of support they give students can make a big difference too.
Makes sense.
So if you're thinking about PLA,
yeah,
it's important to do your research on the specific programs at the schools you're interested in.
So it's not just about assuming that PLA is a guaranteed win.
No.
You've got to do your homework and find a program that really fits your needs.
Exactly.
What other potential challenges should listeners consider?
Another thing to keep in mind is that while PLA can speed up your path to a degree, it's not actually a shortcut in terms of learning the stuff.
Ah, okay.
You still have to prove you really understand the subject.
Right.
Whether it's through a portfolio or an exam.
Okay.
And that often takes a good chunk of time and effort.
So it's not just coasting on your past experience.
No, right.
You still got to put in the work.
Absolutely.
That brings up another question. Is PLA really accessible for everyone? Are there certain students who might have trouble getting into these programs?
You've hit on a really crucial point.
Yeah.
Equal access is so important with any educational approach.
Of course.
And PLA is no different.
Right.
While research suggests PLA can be especially helpful for Black and Hispanic students.
Interesting.
There are also worries about potential inequalities in who can access and use it.
That's a really important point.
Yeah.
We want to make sure that PLA is actually making higher education more fair.
Absolutely.
Not making existing inequalities worse.
Right.
Sounds like there's a lot to consider when it comes to PLA.
Definitely.
It's not just a simple yes or no decision.
It's not.
It's a multifaceted strategy that could completely change how we think about learning and earning college credit.
I agree.
Well, I'm definitely interested, and I'm sure our listeners are too.
Yeah,
we've covered a lot already.
We have.
But we've barely scratched the surface of this fascinating topic.
There's so much more to explore, from specific study findings to real-world examples of how PLA has impacted students' lives.
And that's exactly what we're going to dive into in the next part of our deep dive.
Awesome.
Stick with us as we unpack all the nuances of PLA and explore how it could revolutionize your educational journey.
Sounds good. All right, so let's get back to some of those specific research findings.
Okay.
The ones that really show us what PLA can do.
Sounds good.
You mentioned earlier that you're all about saving time and money on education, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Time is precious.
Totally.
And nobody wants to be stuck with student loans longer than they have to.
For sure.
Well, get this.
Okay.
A study by Klein Collins back in 2011 found that PLA students were able to finish their degrees almost 2 years faster.
Whoa, 2 years. That's incredible.
Yeah, it's like a fast pass to graduation.
Seriously, what could someone do with an extra 2 years?
Right.
Start their career sooner, travel the world,
maybe
even learn a new instrument. The possibilities are endless.
Yeah.
And when you think about the money you could save on tuition, too, the benefits are even more impressive.
Definitely.
All this talk about saving time and money is making me wonder.
Yeah.
How does PLA affect students' grades overall? Does the research tell us anything about that?
There's actually a study that looks into exactly that.
Oh, cool.
A 2016 study by Rustin Eichard.
Okay.
Focused on PLA portfolios at Middle Tennessee State University.
Gotcha.
And they found that students who used portfolios didn't just graduate at higher rates.
Okay.
They also saw a big jump in their GPAs.
Wait, so PLA can help you get better grades?
It seems that way.
That's a game changer.
Uh-huh.
I'm guessing a portfolio lets students really show off what they know in a way that regular classes might not.
You're right.
Yeah.
Portfolios can offer a more well-rounded and personalized way of demonstrating learning.
Right.
It's not just about memorizing facts for a test.
Okay.
It's about connecting the dots between your experiences and those academic concepts.
I can see how that deeper level of engagement could lead to better grades.
Yeah.
But what about the bigger picture? Does PLA have an impact beyond just individual students doing well?
No, that's where things get really interesting.
Okay.
There's evidence that PLA can actually have positive ripple effects.
Oh, wow.
Effects that impact entire institutions.
Really?
Yeah. A 2017 study by Plumlee and Klein Collins looked at a Department of Education initiative that made it possible for students to use federal financial aid to pay for PLA.
Hold on, you can use financial aid for PLA.
Yeah.
That opens up so many doors for students who might not have the money to pay for those portfolio fees or exam costs.
Exactly.
That's amazing.
And the study found that this initiative was a huge success.
That's great.
Not only did the PLA students benefit from saving time and money, but the schools themselves reported higher completion rates overall.
So it's a win-win.
Right.
Students get a head start on their education, and schools see more students graduating.
It's a great outcome all around.
Now, I love talking about the good stuff about PLA.
Of course.
But it's important to acknowledge that not every study out there shows perfect results.
That's true.
It's crucial to be careful when we're looking at research and to understand that there are always little details and complications to consider.
Absolutely.
Like we talked about before, there was that study by Chappelle in 2012.
Right.
That didn't find as strong of a connection between PLA and student demographics.
Mm.
What are your thoughts on that?
That study is a good reminder that context matters.
Okay.
The Chappelle study focused on one specific institution.
Right.
With mostly white students.
Hmm.
And that might have influenced the results.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So while the general trend in the research is super positive, there are still factors that can change how effective PLA is in different situations.
Definitely.
What are some other limitations or potential issues that listeners should be aware of?
One thing to remember is that even though PLA can speed up your path to a degree, it doesn't automatically solve every challenge students might face.
Oh, okay.
For example, if a student is struggling with managing their time,
right,
dealing with financial problems,
okay,
just getting credit for prior learning might not be enough to guarantee they'll succeed.
So it's not a magic solution.
Right.
It's a tool that can be really powerful.
Yeah.
But it shouldn't be seen as a fix for every obstacle students come across.
Exactly.
And it's important to remember that most research on PLA focuses on those short-term outcomes, like graduation rates and how long it takes to get a degree.
Right.
We need more long-term studies to really understand how PLA affects students' careers, their earnings, and just their overall life path.
Absolutely.
Like, we're still in the early stages of understanding everything PLA can do.
We are.
There's so much more to learn and explore.
I agree.
And one thing that really stands out to me is the role of college counselors in helping students navigate the whole PLA process. There's not a lot of research out there on how prepared those counselors are to actually advise students about PLA and how their guidance could impact a student's success.
That's a huge gap in the research.
Right.
Yeah.
Imagine if every student had a counselor who could help them understand PLA.
Yeah.
Show them potential opportunities and help them make smart decisions about which PLA path is best for them.
It makes you wonder.
It does.
If we could see even better outcomes for students.
Yeah.
If counselors knew more about PLA and actively encouraged students to consider it.
That's a really thought-provoking question.
It is.
And it highlights just how much more research needs to be done in this area.
Absolutely.
It seems like there's still a lot we don't know about how to make PLA work best for everyone.
I agree.
Like, we've discovered this incredible tool with the potential to totally change higher education.
Yeah.
But we're still figuring out how to use it in the most effective way.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of research.
What is it?
It's a constant process of discovery and improvement.
Well, I have to say, I'm feeling pretty excited about all of the possibilities here.
Me too.
Even with the limitations and the areas where we need more research,
yeah,
the potential benefits of PLA are just undeniable.
I think so too.
But before we wrap things up,
okay,
I want to bring this back to our listeners.
Sure.
Take a second and imagine that you could get credit for all the skills and knowledge you've picked up outside of the classroom.
Think about all those years of hard work,
mm-hmm,
all those experiences that have shaped you into the person you are today.
What if all of that could count towards college credit?
Yeah.
What if it could help you graduate faster and open up a whole world of opportunities?
It's a powerful thought.
It really is.
And it's something you can achieve.
And on that note, I think it's time for us to step back and really think about what we've learned.
Sounds good.
We'll be back in a few to share some final thoughts and takeaways from our deep dive into the world of PLA.
All right, we're back.
And ready to wrap up.
Our deep dive into prior learning assessment.
PLA.
It's been a pretty amazing journey.
It has.
Exploring the potential of PLA and how it can change how we think about education.
Totally.
I don't know about you, but I'm feeling pretty optimistic.
Yeah.
For anyone out there going after higher education.
Me too.
PLA is like this secret weapon.
Uh-huh. I like that.
That can help students really reach their full potential.
Absolutely.
And achieve their academic goals faster and without breaking the bank.
For sure.
It's more than just a secret weapon. It shows how powerful lifelong learning can be.
Right.
It recognizes that education doesn't just happen in a classroom.
Exactly.
It happens at work, in our communities,
yeah,
in our everyday lives.
It's all around us.
So as we wrap up this episode,
okay,
let's boil down everything we've learned
mm-hmm.
into some key takeaways for our listeners.
Sounds good.
First things first, PLA is real.
It is.
And it's supported by some solid research.
From places like the Council for Adult and Experiential Learning,
right,
the research consistently shows that PLA can really bump up those graduation rates,
mm-hmm.
help people earn their degrees faster,
yeah,
and even potentially lower those tuition costs.
Pretty impressive.
But it's not a one-size-fits-all kind of thing.
True.
We got to remember that how well PLA works can depend on a few things.
Okay.
The school, the program,
right,
and the student themselves.
It's different for everyone.
And we need to be aware of those potential differences in who can access and use PLA.
Yeah.
We got to make sure it's actually making higher education fairer.
Absolutely.
Not making those existing inequalities worse.
Agreed.
We also need more research on the long-term effects of PLA, like
right.
how it can be implemented best at different schools,
mm-hmm.
and the super important role of college counselors in guiding students through it all.
Those are all really important areas for future research.
Totally. But beyond all the research and the numbers,
yep.
there's something about PLA that I find really inspiring.
What's that?
It's about recognizing the value of real-world experience,
mm-hmm.
honoring all the different paths students take,
right.
and empowering people to take charge of their own learning.
It's about owning your education.
Exactly.
And recognizing that learning doesn't just stop when you leave school.
Right.
It's a constant process.
So I want to leave our listeners with this.
Okay.
What if you're already closer to your educational dreams than you realize?
Mm.
What if all those skills and that knowledge you've gained
yeah.
from your work, your hobbies, your life experiences
mm-hmm.
could actually turn into college credit?
That would be amazing.
What if PLA could be the key?
The key to what?
To graduating faster,
okay.
saving money,
mm-hmm.
and having a more fulfilling educational journey.
It's an exciting thought.
If any of this has resonated with you,
yeah.
we encourage you to explore PLA.
Definitely.
Talk to your college advisor.
Right.
Check out schools that embrace PLA. Mm. Don't underestimate what you've already learned.
You might surprise yourself.
And remember, learning is a journey that never ends.
It's true.
Embrace every opportunity to grow, to challenge yourself, to expand your horizons.
Wise words.
And that's a wrap on another deep dive.
That's it for today.
As always, we encourage you to keep asking questions.
Stay curious.
Keep learning and keep diving deeper.
Absolutely.
Until next time, happy learning.